News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, the government has told us that it needs to keep its powder dry, economically speaking, in respect of rising fuel costs and rising energy costs, because there is a fair chance that things are going to get worse through the second half of this year. At the same time, we see reports of energy companies doing hugely well financially. Well, Sinn Féin is stepping into the breach there, launching new legislation that they say is going to tackle price gouging in the electricity sector. And joining me to discuss it is Pat Daly, who is Sinn Féin TD for Kerry and spokesperson on climate, energy, environment and transport. What at the heart of your legislative proposal, Pat, is going to prevent price gouging?
Yeah, well, good morning, Anton. We used to pay some of the lowest energy bills in Europe, but recent reports that have come out from the SRI and Eurostat saying that we're now paying 40% more than the EU average, 480 more than average EU bills, and the third highest increase in costs since 2025, actually, if that they don't even factor in the latest price hikes that we saw last week by prepay power. So we feel that the government has not reined in the companies, that it's really
I think
only
you're probably
the market
preaching to the choir with a lot of that. So what is it that you want to do?
Yeah, so while we need the electricity credits temporarily, that's not going to solve the problem forever. So for a few years now, we've been saying the government needs to reform the market. So we need to hold energy companies to account. We need to give the regulator more power to tackle profiteering, to tackle price gouging, and to very importantly as well, to prioritise energy affordability for ordinary households.
How?
So we saw recently that the CRU, in one of their reports, they had completed a limited review 3 years ago. So that can be done. And even if the energy companies are not price gouging, let them come in and prove it to the CRU. We also want to give more powers to monitor and to sanction any anti-competitive behaviour by energy companies. So again, if they're profiteering or if the CRU suspect that they are profiteering, they should be held to account. We also want energy companies to give data on their pricing strategies. That should be open. And a recent report said that if there is data there, it should be released. And the an independent report was actually needed on that. The legislation mandates the energy regulator, mandates them to take energy affordability seriously and make it a priority for them, because we see some sectors of the economy are getting very good deals and householders are not.
Now, can I just separate those two out? Because the first two are largely about sort of investigative and auditing powers. So the capacity to review current costs and to monitor and investigate profiteering. Have you any evidence of that kind of malpractice currently occurring?
Well, for example, with network charges, right, we see that the large energy users are paying way, way less. Households are, for all the grid upgrades that are required because of the large energy users, will be seeking more and more and have been seeking more, so that, for example, data centres are currently using about one third of the electricity. So, but households are paying double the generation costs and 10 times the network costs of data centres. So while the larger energy users are driving the demand, they're straining the grid. Who's fitting the...
Profiteering, Pat?
It's the ordinary farmer. No, when in relation to profiteering, there was a report last year from the International Energy Agency that said that Ireland has the largest gap between what power actually costs and what consumers pay. So that after the war commenced in Ukraine, wholesale prices came down. The energy component, of course, came down too. But in Ireland, as wholesale prices fell in the following years, 2023, 2024, the suppliers kept the prices high. They were slow to come down. We know that anecdotally.
Well, that then brings us to the other area that you wish to change, which is the pricing strategies. Now, will the energy suppliers not say, possibly with some objective support, that that kind of thing is intrinsically competition sensitive and a core part of how they run their business, and therefore they can't open those books publicly?
Well, then we should have an interim report, but an independent report as to how they have their pricing strategies. We just feel that it's unfair that the network charges are, you know, the data centers are paying way less. We just feel that they should pay their fair share. And we also have legislation that we're preparing, by the way, which would give the regulator power to regulate any standing charges, because you heard last summer when some of the energy companies were increasing the prices that they were charging, they were increasing it, blaming network charges, blaming standing charges, but also then, but the increases that they were putting onto people's bills were multiples of what those
indeed
charges
now,
actually were.
Unfortunately, time-wise, that'll have to be a discussion for another day. Pa Daly, thank you. Sinn Féin TD for Kerry, spokesperson on climate, energy, environment and transport. We're joined as well by Muireann Lynch, energy economist at the ESRI. And one of the things that Pa Daly was saying there was about how much our costs have gone up and the disparity in the system between what big energy users pay and what households pay. Is he right in that?
Yeah, I mean, there was an awful lot in that. And there was research released by ourselves last month that the deputy mentioned there, that our electricity bills are amongst the highest in Europe. And in fact, Eurostat said recently that they're the highest in Europe. When it comes to kind of the discrepancy between residential and industrial consumers, there's kind of the two different components to it. As the deputy was saying, we've got the fixed cost or the tariff cost, and then you've got kind of what do you actually pay for each unit of energy. And the key point is electricity is what we call a network industry. And how do you pay for a network industry? Well, you can pay 100% fixed. So that would be kind of what we do with our mobile phones. Most people, you know, we're not paying per text message anymore. We just pay a monthly fee and you use your phone as much as you like. You can pay 100% variable, so this would be kind of like the train. Nobody buys a membership of Irish Rail and then buys a ticket on top of that. Instead, you just pay for your ticket and that's it. Or you can do a bit of both, where you have a fixed cost and a variable cost. So this is the standing charge on your bill, and then there's also how much for each unit of energy. So to answer the question of, is there a discrepancy between industrial and residential consumers? Yes, but it's because we need to take account of fixed and variable costs in different ways. The main thing is you want to make sure that whoever is using electricity and using network pays for it. So what we mean by that is we want our bills to be what we call cost reflective. So if you're causing the need for extra investment, then you should be paying for it. And at the moment, there's a lot of research by colleagues in the Institute to suggest that our network tariffs are not cost reflective. So that's something we could improve on.
And lastly, Muireann, the key premise of Sinn Féin's motion is that we have risen to be among the most expensive for energy in the EU. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, on electricity, we are very, very high. When it comes to other types of energy, we're not so bad. Things like petrol, diesel, we're more like middle of the road. But on electricity, we're very high. Electricity markets in general are notoriously anti-competitive. They're very hard to regulate. So we're not alone in that. However, we have to make sure that we're regulating them efficiently. We have to make sure that energy companies aren't seeing excess profiteering. And more data is always very, very helpful in that regard.
Muireann, thank you so much. Muireann Lynch, energy economist with the ESRI.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.